evening, everyone. I'd like to call to order the regular meeting of the school board today on Monday, May 13th, 2019. I am Carolyn Weibel, the new board president. I just want to say hello, everyone. Thanks for coming. I do have a little vocal fun thing going on tonight, so I'm going to apologize in advance for not being able to be heard, but thank you so much. I'd like to call the meeting to order. Roll the roll, please, Mrs. Ratchford. Yes.
Mrs. Barker.
Here.
Mr. Bryant.
Here.
Mrs. Fairkree.
Here.
Mr. Manheim.
Here.
Mrs. McCabe.
Here.
Mr. McNally.
Here.
Ms. Weibel.
Here. Thank you, Mrs. Ratchford. If everyone could please stand for the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic from which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Great, thank you very much. I'd like to call the public hearing to order for the fiscal year 2018-2019 D-303 amended budget.
Good evening. I will be very brief tonight. I know we've got a lot of people in the audience who probably don't want to hear me talk about amended budgets, so we'll go quickly. As part of the school code, anytime we adjust our school, our budget, by more than 10% within individual line items, we're required to do an amended budget. This is something we've done in the past and is very common in Illinois school districts. But it also is a nice opportunity for us to look at other areas of our budget and try to spend more efficiently. So that's kind of a nice byproduct of this process, which we've done. Really, the long story short is that there's no net impact on the total budget. We remain to have the same total amount budgeted both on the revenue and expense side as we did in the original budget. We've just reallocated those funds. Within funds, only Fund 40, the transportation fund, that went up $140,000, and the education fund went down $140,000. Up on the screen, you can see the reasons for the amended budget. The first and foremost is due to Thompson Middle School construction. We have transfers that are reflected from prior board action. We moved that from $8 million to $2 million. And the transportation fund, we've had an objective over the last few years to move up our cycle. We've gone from around a 14-year cycle on our larger buses, and we've moved that down to about 11 years over the last 2 years. And now on the special ed side, from 14 years, closer to 8 years. So that's been very helpful in terms of saving money on repairs and certainly stability of the fleet. And then lastly, in the education fund, Mr. Smith has worked to find opportunities for us to upgrade our infrastructure, as well as on your agenda tonight are a couple of items, including legacy projectors and the screen beam as well. And on the curriculum side, Dr. Galt and I have worked on math resources and professional development. So that's all included in your budget tonight. At this time, I can answer any questions you might have.
Does the board have any questions at this time? Dr. Chapman, thank you so much for presenting to us, as usual, a wonderful job. At this time, I'd like to ask if anyone has any public comments specifically on the amended budget. Anybody? Okay, at this time, nobody has any public comments specifically on the amended budget. Thank you very much. So right now, I'd like to close the hearing regarding the amended budget. All right, so we're going to roll right into citizens' comments. And at this time, we have two citizens' comments. So the first person up is Mrs. Michelle Castile. Oh, sorry. Thank you. Before we start, Mrs. Barker will read our statement. Thank you.
The school code provides for a public comment period at the board meeting, subject to reasonable constraints. The practice of this board is to limit public comment to 3 minutes per speaker to a total of 30 minutes at the beginning of the meeting. Speakers addressing the board are expected to maintain a reasonable level of civility. Also, personnel matters are sensitive and confidential. Comments regarding individuals should be respectful. Insults and defamatory remarks have no place in this setting. The board will terminate public comment if speakers cannot adhere to these guidelines. Please identify yourself at the beginning of your remarks.
Thank you, Mrs. Barker, our new secretary. Appreciate that. Mrs. Castile, thank you. Welcome.
Michelle Castile. I'm here today to speak on two topics. Today, the first is to ask again for an enrollment report. Back in January of 2018, that was about a year and a half ago, I asked for the board to ask administration to add and provide biannual enrollment reports to the September and May board meetings to share updates and projections. We never heard a recap of the boundary changes for the 600 students district-wide resulting from the Fox Ridge closure. I think it would be nice if we did a recap on that, but we're going into the new school year. This is about process and governing. The board should know what current and projected enrollment is at each school and what to expect or to what extent buildings are being utilized for the general and special programs that we have. The second is to ask for a transition plan for next year's Thompson eighth graders. My daughter let me know that there is a plan, which I think is great for them to visit Thompson. If there is a plan, I think to just communicate it more clearly to the students. This grade had to learn to navigate a new building for 3 years, every year for the last 3 years. We need to bring them back into the fold and give them school identity and pride. They want to feel connected to their school. It's been hard with this transition. Again, they will only be new at the Thompson building for about 1 year and then off to high school. I ask just for greater communication to the students. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Ms. Castile, for your comments to the board. We really appreciate that. Someone from the administration will get back to you regarding enrollment on behalf of the board, and someone from the facility will get back to you regarding your concerns regarding the Thompson transition. So thank you. Next speaker is Maddie Van Sickle, speaking about consent, something on the consent agenda.
Good evening. My name is Maddie Van Sickle, and my mother, Kimberly Van Sickle, has spoken to the board on several occasions over the course of her 29 years in D-303 as an educator, a parent of two children in D-303, both past and present, a taxpayer, and a registered voter. Not once has she ever spoken to the board to advocate for herself, better working conditions, or higher wages, but more so for the betterment of D-303 students. But tonight, I come to the board with a personal plea on behalf of my mother. You will see my mother's name on tonight's agenda in the personnel report under Section M, Licensed Educator Transfer Assignment for the 2019-2020 school year. Bob Lindahl has emailed the board about my mother's involuntary transfer, and my mother has emailed the board about her involuntary transfer. I understand that the new board is very busy, but I want to make you aware that tonight there is a consent agenda to recommend all personnel business. I would ask that you do not do this until you have read both emails, if you haven't already, and ask some questions to those individuals mentioned in the emails and receive some logical answers regarding my mother's involuntary transfer. Specifically, number one, why would an experienced LRC director of 24 years be stripped of her LRC designation with no warning and a baseless rationale? Number two, why would the administration and board approve to remove someone from a role at which she has excelled at and been passionate about for 24 years, resulting in every single evaluation rating from proficient to distinguished, only to be placed in a position for which she has little to no passion to teach? Is this what is best for D-303 students? Is this what is best for D-303 staff morale? Respectfully, please reconsider recommending every item on the personnel report, namely Kimberly Van Sickles. Thank you for your time. No, my mother did not send me.
Thank you so much, Ms. Van Sickle, for your comments today. We really appreciate you having the courage to come out and speak. And the board and administration will get back to you regarding that, okay? Thank you so much. Okay, next up on the agenda is the superintendent's report. So, Dr. Bearson, I will throw it to you for your multiple comments tonight.
Thank you so much, Ms. Weibel. I know you thought when you got here that the boardroom was full because everyone came to see your board meeting, and although I'm sure that is part of the reason that they're here, they're also here tonight because we have some celebrations and recognitions that we'd like to do, and so we appreciate you giving us time in your meeting to do so. To begin tonight, I would actually like to introduce Mrs. Geyer, our Assistant Superintendent for Elementary Schools. She has some introductions about for our elementary principalships.
Good evening, everyone. I have the privilege of introducing two new principals tonight. Actually, I'm going to introduce our interview teams, and they'll introduce the principals. We will have new principals next year at Pearson Creek and at Richmond Intermediate School. And I had the privilege of working with a team of four parents and four staff members in interviewing candidates and choosing the next principal for each school. And I think one thing that it never amazes me, but it's always fun to recognize is the professionalism that we have in our district, as well as just the powerful parents that we have in our district. We are really lucky. And so I had that privilege of working with two teams. So we're going to start tonight with Pearson Creek. So I'm going to ask the interview team to come on the side here. Pearson Creek. As I said, we had a group of four staff members and four parents. And tonight, I'm going to actually have you wave when I say your name. These are the ones that could join us. Dawn Demean, Tracy Klaskowski, Carrie Martin, Shannon Puri, and Teresa Solomon. And now I'm going to turn it over to Teresa Solomon, and she will introduce Pearson Creek's next principal.
Good evening. Our committee had the pleasure and wonderful opportunity to meet our next Pearson principal candidate. She demonstrated an extremely strong ability to build relational trust among her staffs that she's worked with. She comes from Thompson Middle School as an assistant principal. Prior to that, had worked at our elementary buildings. She comes with a great history of our district and a significant knowledge in regards to the programs, and both programs that help students improve and students that need enrichment, and had a vast knowledge of those things and how they could continue to improve our district and improve our students at Pearson Creek. And she demonstrated that she not only wanted to help instruct and lead the work, but actually really wanted to get into the work. And for that reason, I am very honored, and it is my pleasure to introduce the next principal of Pearson Creek, Christy McKnight.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I just want to give a quick shout out to my brood that came with me tonight. So I have my husband and my four kids here. So thanks for your support. Thanks for coming. She kind of shared some of the things that I was going to tell you a little bit about myself, but I have been a part of District 303 for 30 years now. So not only have I worked here for 16 years, but I was a student here long before that. So it is truly my honor to be able to continue to grow in this profession and grow in my leadership as well as I transition to the principal of Pearson Creek. So thank you so much for this opportunity. I am looking forward to this new adventure, and I am so appreciative that I've been given this chance. So thank you. Thank you.
This is for you from L&T. Thank you.
And I just want to say thank you again to the team. It was a pleasure to work with all of you. Okay, Richmond, are you ready? Come on up. Once again, we had a team of four staff members and four parents, and those that could join us tonight, Carrie Ganchard, Jenny Iwanski, Angela Cudmore, Tracy Raby, and Taryn Raymond. So Thank you. And Jenny Iwanski is going to introduce our new principal at Richmond.
Good evening. When our committee came together, our parents and our staff, we easily agreed to the qualities that we were looking for in our next principal. We were looking for a candidate that saw our two campus, one building, as a community that she would continue to grow. We were looking for somebody who would continue to look at our students and our staff and our programming and the diversity in all of that and see that as our strength. And we wanted a person who led school improvement with both vision and data. And when this candidate walked through the door, we saw all of those qualities and more. And we were so excited to see and learn more about her. And it is my pleasure to introduce to you Lisa Simoncelli-Bulak, the next principal of Richmond Intermediate.
It's fine. He can come. I don't want him to cry, so he can come with me. I just wanted to say thank you to the board for your support in my transition to being principal at Richmond. I am very excited for this opportunity. Thank you to everybody who came out to support us tonight. Just the fact that you're all here means so much, and I'm really looking forward to working with all of you. And this is my son, Jack. I also have Madison and Katie, my two daughters, and my husband, Josh, who came here to support me tonight. So I'm looking forward to next year, and thank you again for this opportunity.
And thank you to the Richmond team once again.
I just also want to thank Mrs. Geyer and all of the members of both interview teams for the new principals. You probably don't realize that it's a tremendous undertaking to participate in these interviews. They dedicate quite a bit of time and energy to going through the applicants, then to sitting in on the interview process, and then spending time coming up with the conclusion and making a recommendation. So we're appreciative to our staff and our parents for the time that they spend, and I think they have selected two really outstanding candidates for both elementary schools, and so we look forward to adding these new administrators to our staff. I also wanted to spend some time tonight just introducing a couple of other people to you that are moving into some roles. We actually, as you know, are a member of the Mid-Valley Special Education Cooperative, and as a member of the Mid-Valley Special Education Cooperative, I serve on the board there, and I am happy to introduce to you tonight and to announce that we have a new executive director at the Mid-Valley Special Ed Co-op, and that is Ms. Lisa Palacy, and Lisa is here. She's going to kind of stand in the back and wait. And Lisa comes to us from Batavia School District, where she currently is the Director for Special Education and Student Services, and we are delighted that she has decided to join us at Mid-Valley. We're excited because she will help us have some continuity in our programming and services, because she also knows what's been going on at Mid-Valley for the last few years as a representative of a member district. So welcome, Lisa. Thank you for being here. I also would like to introduce to you tonight Alexis Hansen. Alexis is actually changing roles. She works here, but she's moving into a new role in our Department of Instructional Interventions as the new Assistant Director of Instructional Interventions. So Alexis is here. Alexis, if you could stand up as well. Now we're transitioning to a time where we can have a chance to recognize some of our educators that are in the room, some of our teachers and staff members that were actually recognized last Friday night for the Kane County Educator of the Year celebration, which is all of the districts in Kane County. We have the opportunity to nominate staff members for awards as a part of that program, and we have several of those staff members that are here tonight. And so what we're going to do is I'm going to tell you who they are and what their role is. is. And then we have some certificates for you. And so a board member will be coming forward to give you your certificate and one of the District 303 pins, which I know everyone would like to have one of these. So congratulations. You're going to get one tonight. And we'll be able to pass that out as a part of your recognition. So if you could just come forward, if you want to say anything, you can, although we'd like to be done by, 8 or 9 tonight. So that would be great if you could keep your comments brief, and then we'll give you your certificate, your pen, and take a quick photo, and we'll be good to go. All right? Everybody understand the process? Yes.
I was just going to jump in and say that we decided to spread the wealth a little bit, so we're all going to be partaking and giving everyone something from each of us, most of us. So you'll get to know us a little bit, too, as you find out who's giving you your award tonight. So.
All right, the first educator that I want to mention, she's not here tonight, but Deanna Benson-Bressler was nominated in the Educational Service Personnel category, and she is an Educational Service Personnel member, staff member at North High School. Apparently, there's a concert at Arcata tonight, and she really wanted to go to that instead, so we didn't quite compare to whoever's performing there. Next, we have Denise Leatherman. Denise is a high school teacher at North, and I don't think she is here either. I didn't see her slip in. So Ms. McCabe will have to let you give her certificate at another time. Denise teaches in our business department at North High School, and she was also recognized as a nominee for High School Teacher of the Year. Then we have Tanis Simoncelli, who was a support personnel nominee. She works at North as well, and she is not here either. Mr. McNally, you're off the hook. She was also nominated by North High School. At East High School, we had Sandy Borgstrom, who was nominated for student support personnel, and Sandy is here. So, Sandy, please come up.
And that is our new VP, Mr. Mannheim, giving you your award.
Sandy, how long have you been in the district?
I have been in the district for 6 years.
Okay.
Yeah. So prior to that, I was out in the world of community mental health. And I have to say, this process and being in the room of people that night on Friday was just amazing to see all of the supports and work that go into supporting all the kids within the county here. As the work of getting our binder put together, it really amazed me to see the work that our school itself does to support the students. And it was just a good walking down memory lane to see everything that we've been working together systematically. And it was a great experience.
Great. So. Thank you. Also from East High School, we have Anthony Serqua, who was nominated in the Early Career Educator category. This is a relatively new category for the King County Educator of the Year. And Anthony has been with the district. How many years have you been with us now?
Five.
This is 5 years. Great. And Ms. Barker's going to give you your certificate. We're going to get a picture. Excellent. Is there anything that you would like to say?
Just thank you. I'm very proud to be part of the district. When I did my student teaching, my cooperating teacher said, this is from another district. He said, your first few years of teaching, keep your head low, don't say too much, just kind of. But right away when I walked into East and North, both schools have been, teachers, staff, everybody been very welcoming. And I felt like I could contribute and be a part of it right away. So very thankful for that.
Thank you. And then finally from East High School, we have Karen Kobler, who is an Educational Service Personnel nominee. So Karen, come forward and receive your certificate. Mr. Bryant. And would you like to say anything, Karen? How long have you been in the district?
And just thank you. It was a great night. We heard an awesome speech from our friends in Geneva. I wish it was recorded because it was an amazing speech.
Yeah, great.
So it was a fun night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And all of the previous educators that we recognize were nominated in their category, which is just a tremendous honor to be one of the nominees from our district. We actually also had one of our educators receive the award in their category. And so I'm happy to introduce to you now Mr. Steve Morrill, Administrator of the Year for Kane County, Principal at Thompson Middle School.
I work in a great school district. You guys, thank you for giving me the opportunity every day to do what I do. Also, I've got to thank my family for allowing me to do what I do, the sacrifices they make, crazy. Educators have the most important job in the world. Every day, our families give us the most important thing in their lives, their children. They entrust us with the kids to keep them safe, to keep them happy, to keep them learning. What a huge, monumental activity that we are entrusted by parents to do. I'm not a look-at-me guy. I humbly and proudly accept this recognition because it's further evidence of the great stuff going on in D303 and the fabulous stuff going on at Thompson. Thank you.
Thank you to all of our educators of the year that were nominated, and thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to allow us to recognize you this evening. I also wanted to just mention, I noticed that were several other principals that were here tonight, I think in support of our new principals that were being recognized, some of our other elementary principals. If you're an elementary principal, if you could stand so we could just kind of recognize you. Yes, perfect. Thank you for being here. And just a couple of announcements that I would like to make. One is you probably saw last week in the paper that we were recognized again this year for our finances by the state board. We did receive a financial recognition score of 4, which is the highest score that you can receive as a district. And I believe we were ranked number 1 in Kane County. So thank you to the board for your stewardship, and most importantly to Dr. Chapman and his team for their oversight to our budget. It's because of your leadership, board members, and also of Dr. Chapman's work that we're able to maintain that recognition status every year. So congratulations to Dr. Chapman. And then, yes, so that's worth recognition. And then we have entered the season of celebrations and recognitions. Just remember, board members, that there are numerous activities coming up that you've been invited to attend. One of the kind of important ceremonies that you're not going to want to miss is on June the 2nd, which is our graduation recognition for both of our high schools. That will be at the NIU Convocation Center. East High School is at 11:30, and North High School is at 3:30. Last week we had our Honors Night at North High School. This week we have Honors Night at East High School. East's Honors Night is at 7 o'clock. So if you are going to be able to attend any of these events, please be sure to let Mrs. Ratchford know, so that we can make sure that first we have a seat for you, but then that we also have appropriate recognition for your attendance. So thank you for taking time out of your schedule to attend those events as well. And I believe that's all for my superintendent's report. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Pearson, on that very, very, very excellent superintendent's report. Before you all go, I just want to say thank you so much for your hard work to both parents and teachers who helped with the principal selections, and for all of you that were recognized. Congratulations again for all your hard work and dedication to our students. Thank you so much. Really quick, just one more to the board. And for all the activities that are going on, if you're getting emails in from different schools that are inviting you to things, just when you return the email, just CC Mrs. Ratchford, please, so she can kind of keep tally of who is going to what, so she keep an idea of if we're going to be over two, so she can post it as a meeting, sorry. I'm going to end up losing my voice by the end of the night. I think that was it for. Does anyone else have any questions or comments on Dr. Pearson's superintendent report before we move on? No? Okay. All right, so we want to then move on to committee reports. So I'm going to start off with Mr. Mannheim.
Thank you.
For business services.
Okay. Yes.
Thank you so much.
We actually just met a week ago on May 6th. I believe everybody was there, so it's going to be a review of items. We did have two citizens' comments at the beginning pertaining to the Haynes project, Michelle Casile and Bobby Rail. Then we jumped into our items for discussion, and as always, we led off with the Mid-Valley financial report as well as the D-303 financial report, and both of those are for information in your packets. Our next item was FOIA cost per requester, and that was just kind of a review of where we've been in the last 18 months. Item D, the Avid update contract. Dr. Byrne and Mr. Gill gave a presentation, and that is on for consent tonight. Item E was the annual renewal of the Scantron assessments, and that is on for consent tonight. Item F was actually pulled. And then item G was the Josh Oaks contract, and that's a national speaker for digital citizenship and social media safety, and that is on for consent. Item H, we are breaking out into two action items this evening, and that is the food service request for proposal results, where we will have a new food service providing K through 8 as well as the high school level. Those are both on for action. Item I, driver education vehicle purchase. We are currently leasing vehicles, and those are now going to be purchased, and they'll be on for consent tonight. Our next item was item J, which was the bus GPS technology, which will allow the district to kind of see where our buses are and get a kind of analysis of how they're performing, and that will be on for action tonight. Item K, Dr. Chapman kind of gave a bird's eye view of the budget process, which will be starting next month, in our June 3rd meeting. For the new board members to kind of see the process and where we'll be going starting next month. Item L, the treasurer's surety bond, which is kind of our yearly necessary evil, is on for consent tonight, and that basically secures that we have a bond in case something happened. Item M, we are purchasing a John Deere Pro Gator utility vehicle, a used one, and that is on for consent. Our next items were quotes for some of our maintenance, and item N was the award of contract for the bleacher, backstop, curtain divider, and batting cage inspections, and those are in for consent tonight. As well as on consent is the award of contract for the St. Charles North school interior signage replacement, and that's coming out of the site budget. Item P, award of the Haynes Richmond baseball field backstop fence replacement, on for consent. Award of contract for the annual fire extinguisher inspections is on consent. Item R, we're removing the Haynes mobile classrooms at the end of this year. And Dr. Chapman's alma mater is proud recipient of those. And then Mr. Lamp gave us an update on the construction process, and we are continuing to be on schedule for opening next school year here. Item T, we continue to have our Haynes repurposed discussion, and we continue to have a good discussion on that, and I believe there's going to be some items that are brought to L&T, as well as some things to the next business service meeting. I actually had to step out at 8, and then Ms. Fairgrieve took over. So the remaining items, I believe, are all on consent, but we had the file wave, mobile device management on consent, LCD projector refresh on consent, screen beam interactivity on consent. You heard Dr. Chapman's presentation on the amended budget, which we will take action on tonight. And then future business service meetings. Our next one, instead of May 30th, will actually be on June 3rd at 5:30 p.m., and that will be here. And that is it.
Thank you, Mr. Manheim, very much for that excellent brief report.
You're very welcome.
All right. Did we have a report for a committee report for L&T? I know we approved the minutes, but we never gave the report, correct? Okay. So, Mr. McNally, can we have a brief L&T report?
We can have an L&T report. We cannot have a brief one, unfortunately. There were quite a few things going on, so it's actually a good thing when a lot is going on in L&T. So, started out, Mr. Blomquist, SEEA president, made some comments about the online courses available to District 303 educators via the Illinois Educators Association. We had a few recognitions. We honored departing board members, Mrs. Kathleen Huell, Mr. Scott Noling, and Mrs. Lori Linkemer. Also, the Bilingual Parent Advisory Committee held their annual Children's Day celebration at Thompson on April 28th. And there was featured fun and games for students and parents. And the Family, Career, and Community Leaders of America, that's a mouthful, students from both East High School and North High School competed in the state FCCLA competition on April 4th through 6th in Springfield. And we had a long list. And we read this list, so I'm not going to go through those names again. Students from, but you can hear them on the L&T meeting now that we're recording those. Students from East High School competed on April 11th through 13th in Skills US in Springfield. Congratulate the students for the most notable awards in the competition, and they will attend the national competition in Louisville on June 24th through the 28th. District 303 has been awarded a grant from Project Lead the Way for the 2019-20 school year, totaling $130,000. A special thank you to all educators who attended the Learning and Teaching Committee meeting to help and support answer questions regarding the curriculum and resource recommendations, because there was a lot there. So we did want to recognize that. So for curriculum and resources, we looked at the K through 12 art and music curriculum. The curriculum development team members were listed and were recognized. Curriculum maps we have aligned to the new Illinois State standards, and the artistic process is approved by Illinois State Board of Education. That those are creating, performing, responding, and connecting. The fine arts curriculum maps were summarized, and the resources were recommended. That is an action item. Wellness. K through 12 wellness curriculum is aligned to the new Illinois State Learning Standards for physical development and health. Representative teachers and advisors were listed, and the curriculum maps were summarized. Again, this is an item for action tonight. I better make sure I have that in the right order there. Okay. ISB has not provided standards for handwriting or cursive. However, the state does expect districts to provide for learning in the area of cursive. District 303 derived curriculum maps from a combination of resources and other state standards. Keyboarding curriculum maps developed from ISBE, Illinois Business Education Association, in collaboration with ISBE, sequential plan for keyboarding skills. Representative teacher advisors were listed, and again, this is resources recommended for action tonight. Social studies curriculum. Curriculum is designed to develop graduates who are civically engaged, socially responsible, culturally aware, and financially literate. It's based on state expectations. Curriculum maps represented include the following: legal system, civics in America, honors, Psychology 1, Social Science Seminar, American Agenda, Psychology 2, Modern American History, Honors, American Agenda, Honors, Sociology, Honors, and they are recommended, and that item is on for action. AP Physics C is a new course approved earlier in the year, and again, an action item for the resources. Renewal of the K through 8 math resources were discussed and recommended. God bless you. Elementary annual purchase and renewal, professional learning, middle school, again, annual purchase and renewal, and professional learning. These are items for actions. The amounts are listed. Dr. Melissa Byrne recommended a course addition to the middle school Explorer Wheel for the 2019-20 school year. And course description was introduced for grade 8. The resources were discussed, and this is an item for action. The annual ECRIS renewal for the 2019-20 school year is also an item up for consent. Policy 660, curriculum content. The policy has been updated to more comprehensively discuss driver education course requirements, clarify that a unit of instruction is to be determined by the superintendent or designee, and reflect the requirement to make education available to students in grades kindergarten through 8 concerning methods of preventing and avoiding traffic injuries related to walking and bicycling. That is up for consent. And policy 6:310, credit for alternative courses and programs and course substitutions. It was a renamed policy that's been renamed and had some language cleanup, and we are that's up for consent. And policy 7:260, exemption from physical education. This policy has been updated to include language regarding the case-by-case basis excusals from students participating in interscholastic or extracurricular athletic programs. It is now aligned with policy 6:310, high school credit for non-district experiences, course substitutions, and reentering students, and that is up for consent. We will be meeting next. Oh, I'm sorry, I almost forgot. We had our citizens' comments at the end. And Zach Kluchenko spoke and offered comments about methods of voting on curriculum recommendations, their relationship to the budget, and how data might determine program success. And we will be meeting next Monday, May 20th at 5:30. The items for the agenda are multi-tiered systems of support update. Potentially, we will have local assessment system, curriculum resource renewals, and Title I school-wide waiver and plan. So, sorry I couldn't be brief.
No, but thank you very much, Mr. McNally. That was excellent. Just a reminder, we do have a second meeting after learning and teaching next Monday on May 20th for our training. Okay. Were there any other committee meetings? We did not have policy. We did not have community relations. I do have a report for intergovernmental. Anyone else? I don't think we have anything else other than that. So really quick, we did have an intergovernmental meeting on Thursday, May 9th. The St. Charles Park District reported that they are having a ribbon cutting on May 28th for the facilities for the paddle wheel, sorry. They are rededicating the paddle wheels at Pottawatomie, and they are going to be opening their Otter Cove and their the Swanson Pool, their regular schedule, which is Memorial Day weekend, and Swanson is the weekend after. Sculpture in the Park is going to be, again, this summer, and they are having, hopefully they'll be opening their brand new bathrooms on June 14th, so that'll be exciting. If anyone wants to go check those out. The City of St. Charles reported that they have a tentative date for the police station dedication, Saturday, November 9th in the fall. So that's moving right along. And they reported on the Memorial Day parade again on the 27th, which is to the Freedom Shrine. And then there's a dedication afterwards. And it's actually quite a lovely ceremony. We've done it with Boy Scouts, if you want to check that out. And the 25th and 26th of May is their art fair over the Memorial Day weekend. And then the St. Charles Library talked about their summer reading program, which starts on May 28th. And its theme this year is It's Showtime. So it's for children and adults. So you can check that out. And then they talked about this actually really cool thing. Dr. Pearson and I kind of were very interested in it, about their genealogy. I don't know if you read the leaflet that came to your door about the public library, but there's 350 million records for genealogy, and that's, you can register online with your library card, and all of a sudden you have access to 350 different familial records, I guess. Not necessarily your family, but whoever you can search connected to you. And you just put in your name of a parent, and it can do your search, and it's pretty cool. So it's on their website, and it's available to anyone who's a registered library, registered with St. Charles Library. Did I get that right? Mm-hmm. All right. Whew, good. And then our next meeting is June 13th at the St. Charles Public Library, so maybe we'll check it out in person. Anything else you want to add with that? Okay. All right. So before we move on, I was going to ask if anyone has anything they want to jump in and share that they've done recently in the district that maybe they want to talk about was kind of new and different or exciting. So I see Ms. McCabe excited to share with us.
I was privileged to be able to go over to Corin a couple weeks ago when we did the showcase for the Project Lead the Way. Two or three districts, I'm not quite sure, came to the district to find because they're interested in starting Project Lead the Way. And Dr. Byrne led the way, and if you can imagine, it was done very well. The difference that was seen was that all these folks got to see kids in action. I walked away just so proud to be part of this district where the kids were speaking engineering language and mathematical language, and girls were equal to boys, and they were very engaged in the work they were doing. I actually found out what my granddaughter was doing in third grade, and we've had conversation about simple machines since then. It was a well put together program. The kids are doing amazing. At the end, the teachers who came to observe talked to our teachers. And from my experience of having been in the district when it began to roll out, I can tell you that the implementation of Project Lead the Way in this district is amazing. It was the training and the professional learning that the teachers were able to get means our kids are getting a really exquisite instructional program. So I was it was fun to be in the classroom, and three kids who are talking to the head guy of Project Lead the Way and telling him all the things they were learning, and they had no clue he was the boss man, but it was great. Thanks.
Thank you, Mrs. McCabe, for sharing that. I think it's really neat that we get to, as board members, be in the classroom and kind of observe different programs, and we don't always get to share those experiences, so I'd like to take the time at the meetings to share a few experiences here and there so we can learn from each other and share with the community what we're seeing. And let them know that we get to, you know, experience these great programs and what's out there. Because I'm not sure everyone knows kind of what programs are that our kids are doing. Because when you have a kid a certain age, that's kind of all you know. And so this is an opportunity for us to learn from each other. Does anyone else have anything they want to share? Mr. Mannheim.
Yeah, I had the honor of attending the breakfast recognition for businesses. I was actually there as a business owner, Dr. Byrne and the Synergy program. I had the privilege of having two young gentlemen work with me this year. They're still continuing. Actually, one of them's already got his hours, which is exciting. And one from East and one from North, and they have to work with me for 75 hours each semester. They interview me, then they have to do a presentation and have site visits. This is the first year doing Synergy with the program. In the past, I've been a mentor from the internship program, and I think it's just really exciting. And now you have to correct me on the numbers. I think we grew from 89 to 146, which is, I think, speaks volumes, yeah, that we now have that many kids that are interested in this program. I think one of the cool things, someone mentioned that it was more a celebration of the kids, which I think is really kind of spot on. It's really cool to hear the kids, how excited they are about the programs and what they get to do. One of the young men spoke about how he thought he was going to be, you know, making copies and getting coffee. And instead he was helping, you know, with all these other activities. And I think that's really cool. That's what I've tried to work with my kids, where they get real life experience. And I have what I call Field Visit Fridays. And they meet me at a couple of local places in Geneva and St. Charles. And they get to see projects going on. One of them is the new sports bar downtown. They get to see something. And they can kind of go in. They help me with their renderings throughout the year. So they're excited that they get to take their family there when it opens and, you know, have lunch there or whatever. So I think it's just a really rewarding program, and I think it's really cool that we have these opportunities and businesses throughout the community step forward and continue to sponsor these kids and give these kids opportunities. Some of them, you know, pursue a different career path, but at least they got that opportunity to see what's out there and see if that's for them before they go to college. So it's really a tremendous experience, I think, for the kids and as myself as a sponsor. So it's a really good program, and I'm excited to see how much it grows next year.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mannheim. That's really wonderful that you're giving back to our community yet again in a different way and helping our community's youth in another way in addition to all the time you're giving to the board. So thank you so much for doing that. And I've learned that Dr. Byrne does everything, so that's really cool that you are out there doing every program. And thank you, Ms. McCabe, for your time as well. Anyone else want to share their story before we move on? Nope. Okay. Yep. Nope. Okay. All right. I wasn't sure. I know we've all done lots of different things this month, and we'll continue to do them. So this is kind of something I want to do. Maybe get two or three stories as we do, as we go every month. So keep that in mind as you're doing the many visits to the different schools and different escapades that we do all the time. Put them in the back of your head and think of them when you come to the meeting. So we'll try to keep them to like 5 minutes or less. So we don't want to be here till 11 o'clock. Not that that ever happens. So, all right. So we're going to move on for action. So 6A, we're going to start with, we have a lot of things for action tonight. So I'm just going to kind of fire through motions and then we'll go through them. So can I have a motion for the North High School Foreign Travel?
Slow move.
Second.
Mr. Mannheim, Mr. McNally. Okay. So that is in regards to or going to Belgium, Netherlands, France this year. And is there any discussion or questions about that?
Do we have a student travel policy? I was unable to find it.
Yeah. Well, it's an administrative procedure. Okay. We do. And we also have the policy that's referenced in your board book tonight, which speaks to all of our travel. Travel that is outside of 200 miles that's domestic travel has to be approved by the superintendent or designee, which is typically our high school or middle school principals. But all foreign travel comes to the board for approval. I believe the policy, I just want to make sure I correct it. It's under the field trip policy 6240. Mm-hmm. And then behind that policy, there's administrative procedures for foreign travel. This trip actually is over spring break, next spring break, and it's the choir at North High School.
I'm just wondering if there was any more than that. You said in the administrative procedures. Okay, so I will look there.
Sure.
I'm most wondering if it's just approval. I just want to make sure that we had. There's more to it than that as we send kids far away.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you. Anyone else with questions before we? Yes, Mr.
Very
Bryan.
Quick question. What's the student to chaperone ratio typically on a foreign travel trip?
Mr. Malloy, do you want to answer that question? This is Mike Malloy from North High School, one of our teachers there. And do you want to talk about your trip in particular?
The ratio will be one chaperone for every seven students. The cost of the trip includes complimentary trips for three of the chaperones, and then we would call for volunteers for parents to sign up to come along on the trip. We haven't obviously told anybody about the trip yet, so when we do that, we get the numbers, then we find out how many volunteers we need to round out those numbers.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Bryan. Anyone else? All right, thank you, Dr. Pearson.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for fielding questions. I'm sorry, I forgot your name already. Mr. Malloy, sorry, we were interacting. I apologize, I got distracted. Thank you, Mr. Malloy, for being here for answering questions. Good luck on the trip.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. All right, roll call, please. Miss. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Mrs. Ratchford.
Thank you.
I almost called you, Chris.
It's okay. Mr. Bryant.
Yes.
Mrs. Faircreeve.
Yes.
Mr. Mannheim.
Yes.
Mrs. McCabe.
Yes.
Mr. McNally.
Yes.
Mrs. Barker.
Yes.
Mrs. Weibel.
Yes. All right, motion passes. Thank you very much. All right, letter B. May I have a motion, please, for adoption of the fiscal year 2018-2019 Community Unit School District 303 amended budget?
So move.
Second.
Thank you. Mr. Mannheim, Mrs. Faircreeve. Discussion or questions regarding this motion on the table? Nothing heard. All right, thank you. Roll call, please, Ms. Bradford.
Mrs. Fairgrief.
Yes.
Mr. Manheim.
Yes.
Mrs. McCabe.
Yes.
Mr. McNally.
Yes.
Mrs. Parker.
Yes.
Mr. Bryant.
Yes.
Ms. White.
Yes. Motion passes. Thank you very much. Letter C, board goals. Okay, so may I have a motion for the board goals?
So moved.
Mr. Bryant?
Second.
Second, Mrs. McCabe. Okay, thank you. So discussion on this, I'm just going to say a few brief things about it quickly. So we had talked about these goals, about achieving them or hoping to achieve them in the first 90 days. That is what our hope is, and I just want to clarify that the goals, these first goals, set of goals, are almost more like tasks, because these are things that we have to achieve and have to take care of. And the goal of 90 days is things that we are pushing to get them done in the first 90 days. So just to set expectations for the board, that is what we're hoping to do. The goals we had talked about, I'm going to read them really quick. Contract negotiations, superintendent contract and goals, board goals, setting board committees, Haynes facility, ethics training and policies, and building a kindness culture. To go back to board goals, really those are setting the board goals. So short-term and long-term, so 12-month and then multi-year goals. So these are kind of tasks that we have to do, and or you can call them super, super short-term goals, however you want to interpret it. So that's just an interpretation or a clarification, I should say, that I wanted to make on it. So does that make more sense now? Okay. Does anyone else want to jump in with comments or questions regarding this topic? All right. And so we discussed this at our committee meeting, and we talked about that this is something that the board agreed to, committing to as a group to get done, a group of seven. All right, so can I, anyone else? No? All right, so roll then. Mm-hmm. Mrs. Ratchford, please.
All right. Mr. Manheim.
Yes.
Mrs. McCabe.
Yes.
Mr. McNally.
Yes.
Mrs. Barker.
Yes.
Mr. Bryant.
Yes.
Mrs. Fairgrief.
Yes.
Ms. Weibel.
Yes. Motion passes. Okay, letter D, curriculum resources, K through 12, art and music. Can I have a motion for that, please?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. McNally and Mrs. McCabe. Is there any discussion on K-12 art and music?
I'd just like to, first of all, I want to thank Dr. Galt, Dr. Byrne, and Dr. Pearson for, I took Dr. Galt up on her invitation to find out what was going on with curriculum and the CDT process, and we met last week, and I really appreciated the in-depth conversation we had. So in terms of all of this curriculum work, there are a couple things I would like to see happen is having the curriculum be sure that it's on posted on our website, and I believe all the curriculum maps are, as well as the work that has been done by the teachers. So I want to be sure that that is updated. And then I would also ask, because I think the CDT process is very extensive and very important to how we roll out the product, that if we could put that process also onto the website so families can see what our teachers do to land on the curriculum, I think it's worth the bandwidth that it takes up. And I would really think people in the community would find it a worthwhile read. They'll all read it, I'm sure. But thank you again for taking the time to meet with me. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Oh, gosh, that was almost nothing coming out. Sorry. Okay, Dr. Pearson and Dr. Galt, that's something we can accommodate?
I think Dr. Warren's already working on it.
Okay, perfect. Just wanted to clarify before we moved on. All right, does anyone else have any comments or questions on K through 12, Run Wellness, right?
Art and music, sorry.
I moved ahead. Mm-hmm. Art and music. No. All right, roll, please.
Mm-hmm. Mrs. McCabe.
Yes.
Mr. McNally.
Yes.
Mrs. Barker.
Yes.
Mr. Bryant.
Yes.
Mrs. Fairgrief.
Yes.
Mr. Manheim.
Yes.
Ms. Weibel.
Yes. Motion passes. Okay, E, thank you for helping me out there. May I have a motion for curriculum resources K through 12 wellness?
So moved.
Mr. McNally, thank you. Second, please, somebody.
Second.
Mrs. McCabe, thank you. Any discussion or questions? Okay, nothing heard. Roll, please, Mrs. Ratchford.
Mr. McNally?
Yes.
Mrs. Barker?
Yes.
Mr. Bryant?
Yes.
Mrs. Fairkreek?
Yes.
Mr. Manheim?
Yes.
Mrs. McCabe?
Yes.
Ms. Weibel?
Yes. Motion passes. Thank you very much. May I have a motion, please, for F, curriculum and resources, handwriting, cursive, and keyboarding?
So moved.
Second.
Mr. McNally, thank you. And Mr. Bryant? Any discussion or questions?
I'd just like to take a moment to point out that we do have a lot of individual items, and we did discuss, there were a lot of people at L&T, and this doesn't apply to necessarily only this item, but we discussed all of these items. That's why there might not be a lot of questions right now, and because I think everybody on the board has heard these things. The people who want to hear the discussion, there is a recording of that meeting. And so we're kind of going through a lot of these because we wanted everybody to see the new things that were being done, and so we did break them out intentionally, kind of one by one. So
thank you very much for clarifying that. I appreciate that. That probably helps a lot because a lot of people are not familiar with our L&T meeting. So thank you, Mr. McNally. All right, any other comments or questions before we take the vote? Okay. Roll, please, Mrs. Ratchford.
Mrs. Barker?
Yes.
Mr. Bryant?
Yes.
Mrs. Fairkreek?
Yes.
Mr. Manheim?
Yes.
Mrs. McCabe?
Yes.
Mr. McNally?
Yes.
Ms. Weibel?
Yes. Motion passes. Okay, we are on G, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just checking. All right, may I have a motion for G, curriculum and resources 9 through 12 social studies?
So moved.
Second.
Mr. McNally and Mr. Bryant, thank you. May I have, is there any questions or discussions for 9 through 12 social studies? Okay. As Mr. McNally stated, we did a lot of discussion at L&T. May I have the roll, please, Mrs. Ratchford?
Mr. Bryant?
Yes.
Mrs. Fairkreek?
Yes.
Mr. Manheim?
Yes.
Mrs. McCabe?
Yes.
Mr. McNally?
Yes.
Mrs. Barker?
Yes.
Ms. Weibel?
Yes. Motion passes. Thank you. Letter H, curriculum and resources, AP Physics C. May I have a motion for that one, please?
So moved.
Second.
Mr. McNally and Mrs. McCabe, thank you. Is there any discussion or questions about the physics course? Nothing. Okay. Roll, please, Mrs. Ratchford.
Mrs. Fairgree?
Yes.
Mr. Manheim?
Yes.
Mrs. McCabe?
Yes.
Mr. McNally?
Yes.
Mrs. Barker?
Yes.
Mr. Bryant?
Yes.
Ms. Weibel?
Yes. Motion passes. Okay. Got one more. Nope, we got a couple more.
Two more.
Two more for L&T. So we are on I. May I have a motion for K through 8 math resources, please?
So moved.
Second.
All right, I like how we mixed that up. That was excellent. Mrs. McCabe and then Mr. McNally. Sorry, we're getting a little punchy up here. Does anyone have any discussion or questions regarding K through 8 math resources? We did spend quite a bit of time on this discussing this. Nothing, crickets? Okay. Mrs. Ratchford, the roll, please.
Mr. Manheim?
Yes.
Mrs. McCabe?
Yes.
Mr. McNally?
Yes.
Mrs. Barker?
Yes.
Mr. Bryant?
Yes.
Mrs. Fairkreek?
Yes.
Ms. Weibel?
Yes. Motion passes. Thank you. All right. May I have a motion for J, Middle School Project Lead the Way Creators, or as we affectionately call it, PLTW Creators?
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Bryant and Mrs. McCabe, thank you. Is there any discussion or questions on this item?
I'd just like to take a moment and just talk about how amazing the collaborative structure is that we have in place to work on putting these resources together, and the input that educators have to make these decisions, I think, just speaks volumes for this district. So I was really impressed with the discussion that took place at the L&T committee. So
thank you so much for those comments, Mr. Bryant. All right, anyone else? Thank you for that. Anyone else? Roll, please, Mrs. Ratchford.
Yes, ma'am. Mrs. McCabe.
Yes.
Mr. McNally.
Yes.
Mrs. Barker.
Yes.
Mr. Bryant.
Yes.
Mrs. Faircreek.
Yes.
Mr. Manheim.
Yes.
Ms. Weibel.
Yes. Motion passes. Thank you. Okay. May I have a motion, please? Okay. Now we are changing gears a little bit. To business services. May I have a motion, please, for approval of K-8 food service contract with Organic Life?
Slow move.
Second.
Mr. Manheim and Mrs. Fairgrieve, thank you very much. As you remember, we discussed this at business services, and so I see Dr. Pearson light up, so he's going to jump in with a comment, and I'm getting reverb, so I'm going
to
turn off.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention, you know, this process for our business office staff and our operations staff is really a large undertaking, and I just wanted to say that I think we have two really outstanding vendors that have been identified for elementary and our secondary food service. They spend quite a bit of time going through all of the bid documents, making sure everything is there appropriately represented, visiting campuses that currently are being served by these vendors. They host a tasting here at the district office for parents to come in and provide some feedback. And so it takes quite a bit of time and energy to put this together, and I just wanted to make sure that we recognized all of that. That's all behind the scenes work, and they really have done a great job. So I just wanted to mention that.
Then I can keep my comments short, since Dr. Pearson kind of said the same thing. I wanted to thank, you know, Dr. Chapman and Mr. Baird for all their hard work, and then mention that we kind of talked about this as business services. This is the first time that we're splitting the two, but I think we're all excited, and there's no qualms about that. And we're excited that we're getting some new vendors in here that have a good reputation. And then the other comment was, I'm drawing a complete blank now. No, not the healthier food.
Okay.
Come on. Yeah, no, there's something else I was going to say. I don't remember.
Do you want me to mic on?
No, you can. I'm just trying to think of something else.
I'm going to jump on and talk about really quick. For anyone that wasn't at business services, our team talked about they've really enjoyed Organic Life, not just for it being cost effective, but for it also offering a wide variety of healthier food, or what would they call fresh food, and they have a wide variety. They also, for our free and reduced lunch, have a wider choice for our students. So we're really excited about those new options for them, that they have healthier options, fresh food, fresh options, and for free and reduced lunch, a wider variety of healthier and fresher food for them, too. So it's really kind of a win-win all around. And again, that it's cost effective. So did it come to you?
It did.
Okay.
When you said cost effective, I also wanted to mention that this is also represents a cost savings to the district as well from our previous vendor.
All right. Perfect. Thank you. Anyone else before we take the roll? All right. Thank you so much, everyone, for your comments regarding that. Mrs. Ratchford, the roll, please.
Mr. McNally.
Yes.
Mrs. Barker.
Yes.
Mr. Bryant?
Yes.
Mrs. Faircreek?
Yes.
Mr. Manheim?
Yes.
Mrs. McCabe?
Yes.
Ms. Weibel?
Yes. All right, the motion passes. Thank you. All right, may I have a motion for L, approval of high school food service contract with Quest?
Slow move.
Second.
Mr. Manheim and Mrs. Faircreek, discussion or questions? Pipe on in here, ladies and gents.
See previous comments.
I would agree, except we have a different vendor, but they offer the same quality of fresh food and a choice of healthier options. I hate to say that, but you can't see air quotes on the mic, but that's what I'm doing. Healthier options, and same for free and reduced lunch, healthier choices, and fresher food. So anyone else with comments or questions?
Ms. Weibel, I just think it's important to note that one of the reasons that we have two separate vendors is at the high school, we are off the National School Lunch Program, and so we have more flexibility. And one of the reasons that we selected this vendor is that they have more experience with districts who have high schools off of the National School Lunch Program. So this was, we were able to kind of see their track record in that market, and that was one of the reasons for their selection.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Pearson. Anyone else? Okay, roll please, Mrs. Radford.
Mrs. Barker.
Yes.
Mr. Bryant.
Yes.
Mrs. Fairgreave.
Yes.
Mr. Manheim.
Yes.
Mrs. McCabe.
Yes.
Mr. McNally.
Yes.
Ms. Weifel.
Yes. The motion passes. Thank you. All right. Letter M, bus GPS technology. May I have a motion for that, please?
Slow move.
Second.
Mr. Manheim and Mrs. Fairgreave, thank you. Discussions or questions for this, please? Jump on.
I think we kind of tagged. Oh, didn't turn on. I briefly kind of discussed it. You know, this is going to give transportation a good look at analytics from how we use the buses and how they're operated. So I think that'll improve some of the maintenance things, which is a good thing. And then, you know, also that as we have buses that travel, you know, into the city for field trips or whatnot, transportation will be able to track those and know where they are, you know, and if they're running late or things like that. So I think it'll be a good analytical tool.
Great. Thank you.
I also think it's important to note that this is one of the items that has been part of discussion for a little bit over a year at this point, so it's nice to see this coming to fruition. This was put on discussion a year ago based on parent feedback and so forth, so I think that's positive. And then also we're the last school in Kane County, so we're progressing.
Yeah, I appreciate that feedback. I think it's all good. I think it's something that would help with child safety and, like you said, tracking, just to make sure we could be a better communicator for our parents and for all around, I guess, a better district. So one step forward. All right. Any other questions or comments? I'd like to thank Mr. Baird, too, on his hard work. This was not an easy process to go through all this. So thank you for your diligence and as usual, your time and dedication. So thank you, Mr. Baird. All right, anyone else with questions or comments? All right, the roll, please, Mrs. Radford.
Mr. Bryant.
Yes.
Mrs. Fairgreave.
Yes.
Mr. Manheim.
Yes.
Yes.
Mrs. McCabe.
Yes.
Mr. McNally.
Yes.
Mrs. Barker.
Yes.
Ms. Weibel.
Yes. Motion passes 7-0. All right, thank you. All right, so consent agenda is next. Oh, wait, I have to ask for a motion for a consent agenda.
Ask if anything wants to be pulled.
Okay, this was an ask. Okay, I'm sorry. Just a little procedural. Does anything need to be pulled from the consent? Would anyone like anything pulled from the consent agenda before we motion for it? Yeah. Nothing? Okay, may I have a motion for the consent agenda?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So moved.
Second.
Mrs. Fairgreave, Mr. McNally. All right, is there any, we don't discuss this, no, because it's consent, sorry. Just a little housekeeping up here. The roll, please, Mrs. Redford. Okay.
Mrs. Fairgreave.
Yes.
Mr. Manheim.
Yes.
Mrs. McCabe.
Yes.
Mr. McNally.
Yes.
Mrs. Barker.
Yes.
Mr. Bryant.
Yes.
Ms. Weibel.
Yes. Motion passes, thank you.
If I can pause for a moment. Item L, I just did want to point out, I didn't want to pull it from the agenda or from the consent agenda, but that's the Josh Oaks comment contract. One of the things I'd like the public to be aware of is that that does involve a subscription for each parent in the district, and that's something of value. It was valued, I believe, at our meeting at $99, and it's a free subscription with our approval of this contract. It's a free subscription for all parents in the district, and I want them to know that they can take advantage of it. So,
all right. Great point, Mr. McNally. Thank you so much for that. All right. What do I do?
You just introduce it. Just in the, we have a discussion item, and then you just start talking.
No for information.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're just gonna go through it. How many? Just talk about how many freedom of information requests you got. That the financial report is on there. That's it.
Okay. All right. So there's a form information in your packet. You'll see four requests for FOIAs. And there's a financial report for 303, a financial report for Mid Valley in there as well. New business. Do we have any new business before we move on for discussion? Nothing. Okay. So for discussion, I wanted to discuss our board retreat for summer dates. And it's, I know it's not that fun to do that at a meeting, but that is kind of our only option. So that's what we have to do. So the situation is, as we talked about doing it on June 12th, so we're taking care of the ethics training, we're taking care of the committee assignments at community relations on the May 28th. So this is going to be our board retreat where we're talking about how the board interacts, what our goals are going to be, and kind of talking about working through the rest of our goals, and we need to do that together and in a group. So we talked about June 12th. Right now, I think in talking with everyone individually, it looks like most of us are on board. So I don't know if we want to move forward with a majority, or we could. We have the option of meeting at late July, which would put us very close to our Saturday with SLT in August and put us very behind in our goal setting. Or we could try to pick a Saturday in June, which I know people did not want to do two Saturdays this summer. So those are kind of our options. So I'd like some weigh in on where we're at. The June 12th we could do at 6:45, which I think would accommodate six of us. I hadn't heard back from Mr. McNally yet.
As far as I know, that will be okay.
That will be okay. Okay. So it may look like June 12th is okay, but does anyone really want to do a Saturday twice? Jump on in.
It doesn't matter. I don't have an opinion one way or the other as far as that.
Okay.
If it works, it works.
My preference is not to do another Saturday.
Okay. Thank you for sharing. Anybody else? All right. So it, Mr. Bryan.
I just want to say I think it's important that all seven of us are here for this. And
okay.
So whatever we agree on, I think we all need to be available.
All right. Is there anyone that is now not available for June 12th?
Can we do it earlier on June 12th? Or we...
No, June 12th is the only... She had May 8th or 9th or June 12th.
Oh, because we're having...
Yeah, IESB has to be present.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, so that
how long
was,
do you think it'll be?
I don't know. 2 to 3 hours, probably.
Okay.
Hopefully no longer than three.
Okay.
I mean, we can work together to try to set the agenda and make it succinct and specific and give her some direction.
What would be the start time for that?
So if it's on the 12th, it'd probably be like 6:45 because we have some people who can't come till later. We could start at 6:30 and have Mrs. Fairgrieve come late and maybe Mrs. McCabe come late, but it's 6:30. You can't come till 6:45.
No, I have another commitment with my daughter.
Yeah. So, I mean, we could, but I'd like everyone to be here. So 6:45 is kind of our earliest start.
15 minutes one way or the other isn't going to make
know,
a difference.
I know. I'm just trying to be kind.
No, I understand that. For me, it won't make a difference, so whatever accommodates others.
So that, I mean, just to be realistic, it could go till like 9:30, 10. And it's going to be a long night, but that would forbade another Saturday, potentially.
That's
preferable?
Probably preferable.
Okay. So the other meetings we did tack on to nights we have meetings already, so hopefully that's helpful. All right, so do we all, so are you, you can't make it earlier, or you just would like it earlier? What do you think?
Yeah, because I'm changing my trip, so I was either going to leave after it or
Oh.
Yeah. It's going to be 10 late. 10 o'clock would be too late to leave.
Well, we could do it later in July.
No, I think it's more appropriate to do it earlier.
Okay. Would it be okay if you left on the 13th? Or are we jacking up your personal life? I hate to talk about this in a meeting, sorry.
We can talk offline about it.
Okay, well, I kind of want to commit to the 12th.
We can just commit to it.
Okay. So does anyone have a problem with committing to June 12th? Okay. So I would like you guys to send me specifics if you want to address anything with board interaction. So how we interact as a board, anything that's ideas about the goal setting, email those to, well, you could just email them to Chris, actually, and she'll compilate them all together for me. I'm volunteering you for that. And we want to come up with a very specific agenda without it being, as Mr. McNally likes to say, a meeting just to meet. So we do want to make it, have some meat to it. So different M-E-A-T to it. So we want to make sure that we're talking about what are your goals for this board to achieve in 12 months? If they're longer than 12 months, then put them down for 2 or 3 years. Whether it's talking about like what we talked about for getting a facilities assessment or whatever. So those sorts of ideas. If there's any interpersonal issues in the team, let's talk about that. If you have any questions with how we do things, let's talk about that. Or how we interact, let's talk about that. Communication. So those sorts of ideas. Is that giving you some ideas? I'm getting some blank stares. I'm getting some people writing. So is that a good thing? Okay. All right, that's a start. So anything else that comes to mind, let Chris know and she'll let me know. We have some time to work on it. And we're going to be seeing lots of each other in the next 6 weeks. So, okay. Anything else about this, I suppose, before we go to adjourn? Okay. So, closing comments, right. Do we have closing comments? Citizens' comments? That's what I meant, closing citizen comments.
No comments.
No citizens' comments for closing? Thank you. Okay, so I have a motion to adjourn. May I have a motion to adjourn to closed session by roll call vote for the purposes of collective negotiating matters between the public body and its employees of their representatives or deliberations concerning salary schedules for one or more classes of employees. The appointment, employment...
You just said that one.
Oh, in litigation, no?
It's collective negotiating.
If you want to vary the exception.
Mm-hmm. And, but not this one. Okay. Mm-hmm. And litigation when an action against, affecting, or on behalf of the particular public body has been filed and is pending before a court or administrative tribunal, or when the public body finds that an action is probable or imminent, in which the basis for the finding shall be recorded and entered into the minutes of the closed meeting. I need a motion, though.
So moved.
Second.
Mr. McNally, Mrs. Vergreave. Thank you very much. Sorry for the snafu on that. Roll call, please, Mrs. Bradford.
Mr. Manheim.
Yes.
Mrs. McCabe.
Yes.
Mr. McNally.
Yes.
Mrs. Barker.
Yes.
Mr. Bryant?
Yes.
Mrs. Fairfield?
Yes.
Ms. Weibel?
Yes.
Okay. We are adjourned.
We are adjourned.
To closed session.
To closed session. Thank you for coming.